Shane Michael-Hatton is here now with his first look at this morning's papers.
The developing story of the US election result has inevitably come too late for the newspapers. And in common with most titles outside the United States, the Irish papers hedged their bets with a focus on Tinderbox America on the edge that now seems overtaken by events. With the day's main news story out of reach, many of the papers opt for the Conor McGregor trial as their lead. The Examiner, Mail, Mirror, Sun and Star. The Examiner reports that High Court Judge Mr. Justice Alexander Owens outlined the case against the mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor. He told the jury that Mr. McGregor is alleged to have sexually assaulted Nikita Nilovin, which the judge said in effect amounted to a rape. The paper also reports how Mr. McGregor, once the most highly paid sportsman in the world, fully denies the allegations. The Examiner also gives space on its front page to a story that gives the Irish Times its lead. Conor Gallagher reports that the Garda Síochána Inspectorate has recommended that gangland informants be allowed to commit crimes in certain circumstances. The Inspectorate says this would mirror systems in other countries that allow law enforcement agencies to sanction certain illegal conduct by intelligence sources in order to dismantle criminal organisations. The fall of another sports star, former rugby international Brendan Mullen, gets extensive coverage. The Independent reports he was found guilty of stealing hundreds of thousands of euro from Bank of Ireland Private Bank when he was its managing director a decade ago. Brendan Mullen was a star of the game in its amateur era, and The Independent recounts how at that time the game was a hobby, not a job, and well-educated players from South Dublin could use their connections to forge a career in finance or business. However, the paper also describes how Mr. Mullins was a professional ahead of his time, with his athleticism in track and field paving the way for his outstanding rugby career. The calling of the general election here is widely expected at the end of this week, and the papers are carrying stories of the coalition partners about to go their separate ways on the campaign trail, already jockeying for position. The Examiner reports the parties will decline to participate in a voting pact. Paul Hosford reports that while each party will sell the overall record of the government on the doorsteps, they are all in a mindset of, it's amazing what's been accomplished, and here are the things I would like specific credit for. The Irish Times is reporting that Taoiseach Simon Harris and Tánaiste Micheál Martin blocked Green leader Eamon Ryan from bringing a memo to Cabinet outlining how the €2 billion Climate and Nature Fund would be allocated. And staying with the upcoming general election, The Sun joins other papers in reporting how Gerry Hutch was given the green light to make a run for the Dáil. It emerged that a Spanish court gave him back his passport after he was granted bail of €100,000 while a police investigation continues. The paper has an inset photo of the front of Dáil Éireann with a caption of Monk's Dream House. Finally, back to prominent sportsmen, the Mail and the Independent report on the backlash against the granting of his fifth consecutive All-Star award to Limerick hurler Kyle Hayes. Hayes was given a two-year suspended sentence after he was convicted of two counts of violent disorder in a Limerick nightclub in 2019. The Mail describes how the mother of his victim, Killian McCarthy, told RTE Radio's Liveline that Hayes has never apologised and that she would never forgive him if he were to do so now, as it would be for the wrong reasons, it's 4 years too late.
Shane, thank you.